Hello, everybody. This is Sam Tupi, and today I am going to show you the Sam Tupi website, just because I was hoping that I could get a little traffic, so I'm not trying to, like, brag or anything. I just wanted to show it to you guys. Now, I'll give you some details. I'm Sam Tupi. I've been on Blind Planet and the Blind Geek Zone before. I do the Sam and Others podcast, the Awesome Tech podcast, the Sam Gerpod podcast, the Talk Show podcast, and the Sam and Others stream, which the Sam and Others stream is brand new. And I'm going to show you all the stuff that I have put on my website. Now, on my website, I don't use if any of you are wondering what I use to make it, I use Notepad. I coded my website because all these scripts I coded basically from scratch. Sometimes I had to get code from online, but not very often. And we are actually broadcasting this live as I am recording it. And I'm going to make sure it's broadcasting. Now, the broadcasting is buffering a lot because my brother is uploading too. So let me look and see if we are on there. 13. I'm on my book port because this is broadcasting from the Sam and Others stream. It's connecting. I can also look at Edcast here. Let me look. We are. Shows were connected. Whoa, that's slow. It's going 9 kbps. But we are here. Disconnecting. Wants to disconnect us. Let's see if my Bookport Plus plays it first, and then we'll start the podcast. Unless it's going too slow now, I shouldn't have disconnected. Oh yeah, we're going strong now. So we gotta wait for it to play to make sure everything's sounding right and everything. The book port's not wanting to play it now. It's getting faster. My brother's gonna get mad at me because I just stole his upload. His upload is gonna get really slow. Come on, you. It's downloading some audio here to play from the live stream. Might not be able to show you guys the live stream today. That's on my website. If it doesn't... Ow. That was my... Looks like we are streaming strong. Ooh, it buffered. Good. Hang on. Now, since Matt's uploading, like I said, it's buffering a lot right now. Yep, here I am, though. And it's gonna go. Okay, good. It buffered. That's good. Otherwise, we were gonna have some problems. So that's proof that I have a stream. See, because what's going on here is my Edcast software that I use to stream this is changing speed too quickly and the bookport can't catch up. But we're going to get onto the podcast on my website. So I'm going to go into Internet Explorer by pressing my shortcut key. Now I already have the name settings set up, but how the name settings work is because right here.
Welcome, Crane. Good evening, welcome, Sam. It's currently Tuesday, August 6th, 2013, 10:34 p.m.
I'll slow this down for you, some users.
Slow, slower. Well, good evening and welcome, Sam. It's currently Tuesday, August 6th, 2013, 10:34 p.m.
So it shows that it's August 6th, 2013, and it says, good evening and welcome, Sam. Now, that's going to change differing to each user because if I tab...
Name settings. Sam is default button.
Now, if you're a first-time visitor, it'll just say name settings. And then if I click it...
Please type your first name. Please type your first name. Edit. Sam.
So I may... Alright, I was just making sure that on the stream it was working right. So then...
Change button.
So that basically, once you hit tab, you see a button called name settings, you hit enter, then you get...
Please type your first name, edit, Sam.
Now by default, it's going to be guest, but if you have filled it in and you want to change it, it'll already be filled in as Sam, or whatever your name was. And it's your first name to personalize things the right way. It's like if your name was Jack, you wouldn't want to say, you wouldn't want to put, like if in your, like let's say your first name was Jack and your last name was Mohawk, you wouldn't want it to say good evening and welcome Jack Mohawk. You'd probably want it to say good evening and welcome Jack, or maybe good evening and welcome Mr. Hobart Mohawk or whatever. But anyway, yeah, so then you
next button. Test link. Next change button.
You hit, after that, after you type in your name, you're going to tab once and click change. Then you tab again.
Next button.
To click next.
Please type your email address.
And then it wants your email.
Please type your email address. Edit webmaster@samchippy.com.
Mine's filled in.
Change button.
Then you can hit change. Then you can hit test.
Test link. Contact form visited link. Your name. Address and search using Google Edit.
Whoops.
http://toolbar/compatibility. Sam toolbar out of table. Welcome frame. Well, address and search using Google Edit.
Anyway, it works. So I'm going back into it. I accidentally exit out.
Windows Internet Explorer. Sam 2B. News app page. Good evening. Welcome, Sam. It's currently...
I'm back on the home page.
Slower.
For yourself.
Sam 2B.
And now I'm going to let it read through the top part of my website.
Sam 2B.
Oh, whoops. Here we go.
Nothing selected. Sam Toopy, welcome frame. Good evening and welcome, Sam. It's currently Tuesday, August 6th, 2013. 10:36 p.m. Welcome frame and main frame navigation and greeting frame name settings. Sam is default button. Link graphic logo. Link skip navigation. Heading level 1. Sam Toopy. Hey everyone, it's Sam. I hope you enjoy my site. This page is not much, just links to the cool things. Note that some of my site is not accessible with mobile phones or other mobile devices, period.
Now, it's getting more accessible because basically the accessibility issue that I've been having is the audio. It didn't want to play audio correctly. And I'm going to
heading level 2 navigation.
Show you what's in the navigation now, because that was the whole top of my site. And the name settings you can probably figure out.
Blank. List of 21 items. Bullet link live chat.
The first option is live chat. Now, I don't have anybody to chat with, but I'll click it.
Live chat link.
And that ding plays on every sound unless you're using XP in a late in early version of Internet Explorer.
So, live chat, check button, one heading and no link.
Now, live chat is where you can talk to anybody. Like, if you want to have a conversation with your family, you can go in the family room unless it's already taken. So then,
live chat. Land, heading level 1, live chat, desired, edit Sam.
It said, desired username. Now, as you might have heard,
check button.
I'm going to shift tab.
Desired username, edit Sam.
It said Sam. Already, see? Because that's why it included name settings, and then that way whenever you clicked submit, it would automatically be there, you know what I mean? You could already chat. And, I mean, you can already do a lot of things, like it in the contact form, the name and email fields are already filled out, and in a lot of forms, the name and email fields are filled out. Now,
go in button.
I'm going to click go in. Now it would say check if it was empty or if it was a name that couldn't be used. So I'm going to click go in.
Live chat, chat rooms. Live chat, chat rooms.
Now the title is live chat, chat rooms.
Blank heading level 1 live chat, chat rooms. Logged in as Sam.
And it says logged in as Sam.
Blank heading level 3 rooms. List of 3 items. Visited link family users chatting 0.
So you could go to the family room.
Visited link just talk users chatting 0.
You could go to the just talk room.
Visited link welcome users chatting 1.
Now, there's no one actually chatting, but it does that for the last room you've been in, so...
Visited link family users chatting 0.
Let's click on family.
Family users chatting 0. Visited link live chat family live chat heading level 1. Heading level 1 live chat.
Okay, so here's what it is.
Live chat family.
Live chat family.
Heading level 1 live chat. Logged in as Sam. Blank. Heading level 2 family. List of 2 items.
Now, right where it says heading level 2 family, right where that heading level 2 is, below that heading is where the chat's going to be stored. And it already scrolls you to the new message when you get one. So then right after where the chat is, it says
list of 2 items. Current chatters, Sam.
I'm the only one in the room now.
List of blank, heading level 2 message. Heading level 2 message.
On with JAWS and some computers, it's just going to say heading level 2 message. on the bottom, and it's not going to be typing, because if you down arrow,
heading level 2 message.
It just says that, so it's a hint for JAWS users, you have to hit enter.
Message, edit.
And then sometimes it brings you, and if it doesn't, then you just hit down arrow. You'll find it. So then for the message, let's just type hi. Now I'm going to click send. I'm going to hit... Now to send, there's no send button. You have to hit enter. And there was a ding.
Heading level 2 message. Blank, list end. Sam. Current chatters.
So it shows that there's... So like... if we look at the top of the page...
Live chat, family.
It says live chat, family. If we down arrow...
Heading level 1 live chat.
Live chat.
Logged in as Sam.
Or logged in as Sam.
Blank, heading level 2 family.
And then it says family.
Blank. Sam, hi. Blank. List of 2 items.
And
blank.
It says...
Sam, hi.
And it said Sam, hi. Now, if there's other chatters and they chatted, it would say their names and then the message. And that's basically... Live chat is pretty neat if you guys want to figure that out.
New browser then, window. Bullet visited link the HTML generator.
I have the HTML generator. I'm going to show you that one.
http://www.samchippy.com/generator. New browser window. http://www.samchippy.
Oh, by the way, a note about the, a couple notes. First of all, the chat might gain more chat rooms as time goes on. You'll be able to send me chat requests. Like, if you say this would be a good chat room, you could send me a request at, webmaster@samchippy.com, which will be... I'll put some of that stuff at the end. I'll give my contact info. Plus, it's on my website. So, you'll be able to do that. And what this is...
Image button.
Okay, we're on the... No, I hadn't finished the note, sorry. Let me go back to the top of this, and then I'm going to finish the notes quick. Okay, now, another thing... My website has a problem with the time bar. The time bar automatically updates, but I had to put it in a frame so that it automatically refreshed. Now, that's kind of annoying because on JAWS, it'll keep saying, frame welcome updated, frame welcome updated, frame welcome updated, frame welcome up every 5 seconds. And the only way at the moment, I'm going to try to figure out some AJAX code to make it so that it can just send requests without refreshing. You have to, in order to make JAWS stop saying that, because it is sure annoying, you have to hit insert F2 and then you just turn off the speak frame up. You go to quick settings and then you open it for Internet Explorer. If you're using Internet Explorer or whatever you're using, then you turn off the frame update speak notification. That's the only way you can do it now. Then you can turn it on later. But, you know, that's just what I can think of at the moment. Soon I'll be able to do that, and I'll throw a mention out on the site. And so now,
HTML generator.
We are looking at the HTML generator. This generates HTML code.
The HTML generator is for someone who is making a website that requires HTML or just wants to make a fancy email, or maybe you need to put a link on YouTube or Facebook and you don't want to learn HTML or Google for the code.
So that's basically what it is.
What would you like to generate?
And it says, what would you like to generate? You can generate
image button.
An image.
Hyperlink button.
Or a hyperlink. Now, hyperlinks do include images. It took me like millions of documents to get that to work. Like, seriously, there's different if documents. So, like, there's one that's, like, you bring it and then there's a... So, like, there's 3 documents to each question. If you hit no, it brings you to one document. If you hit yes, it brings you to another. It's hard to explain, but you'll figure it out. So I'm going to click...
Image button.
Image is pretty, very easy to figure out. So I'll click...
Hyperlink button.
Hyperlink.
HTML generator, no links. HTML generator, do you want this link to have an image or icon on it?
So, like, I hit that, and then it opened a new document asking, do you want this link to have an image or icon?
Yes button.
Yes. I'll just do it for the sake of this tutorial. You could click no if you didn't want it to.
HTML generator. Do you want your link to open in a different target, such as a new window?
This I'm not going to do. I will get that set up. I'm going to have a value for it that's automatically there, but I'm not going to do it. You can if you want. It just opens in a new window, and you can type a target or something like that. So I'm going to click no.
Yes button. No button.
And see, now if I were to click yes, it would have brought me
HTML
to a different document.
Text,
so let's look
no
at
link.
This.
HTML generator. Link URL. Edit HTTP slash slash.
It wants the link URL. It already has HTTP. Then I'll go to the end and type www.samtubi.com.
Image URL edit. HTTP slash
URL. I'll type www.samtubi.com/logo.jpg.
OLOC. Image with G unselected. Image URL edit. http://www.samtubi.com/logo.jpg.
Oh, sorry about that buzzing noise, by the way. That'll go away in a second. And yep, that's what it is.
Image width edit 220.
Now, image width and image height I already have set at a default value, which you can change if you want.
Image height edit. Link text or image title edit.
Now, link text or image title, I'm going to type the SamTubi site. Then if I click
generate link code button,
generate link code.
Link generator. Your link code has been generated. Link generator. Blank. Heading level 1. Your link code has been generated. Copy and paste the code below into where the link is wanted.
Now it's in a read-only text field.
Blank. Read-only editor f equals http slash slash www.samchippy.com msrc equals http slash slash www.samchippy.com slash logo.jpg old equals the sam2p site width equals 220 height equals 220 slash a.
And if you were to paste all that code somewhere, that code would work.
Blank, blank. Visited link graphic the SamTubi site.
And at the bottom, you see
visited link graphic the SamTubi site.
The SamTubi site. That's the link we made. It shows it at the bottom. So if I were to click it right now,
SamTubi contact if you want to email me.
There's my website. Now I'm going to close out of this one because one other note that I forgot to mention: the link's open in new window, so you can just hit Alt F4 and it'll bring you back to my homepage.
Bullet visited link forum.
Forum. I'll talk about this because it's going to be very hard to describe that because it's got so many features. You basically can go in there. I tried making it the most accessible I could for JAWS because I got some of the code online and then I've been editing it. I've been doing that and made some stuff there, and my mind's going blank tonight, guys. What's wrong with me? Can you send me an email and tell me? Anyway, so I got some of the code for the forum on the internet, and it wasn't very accessible, so I did my best to make it accessible. So, yeah, and you see on the forum, you can sign up, and you can do stuff like you can, I don't know, sign up and then you can post topics. And you usually when you sign up, you're not an admin account. I would need to make it an admin account manually. And I know how to do that, but that's not on the website. I can't show you how to do that, unfortunately, because then I'd be giving away like usernames and passwords. And anyway, I'm the admin, so I get to decide who's admin or not, you know. And you'll be able to figure out the form. I think it should be pretty easy. So then down there after forum in the navigation by pressing down arrow.
Bullet visited link jokes and pranks.
Jokes and pranks is pretty self-explanatory too. Basically, you can add your own jokes, and then there's a list of them below. And now there is a delete button, but please don't delete any without permission from the writer. And, I mean, it's going to be hard to find the writer's name because it's just simple. You don't even type a name. I think I'm even going to make it so the delete button isn't even there because it's not good for it. People could delete any jokes. I guess we can see what's there for now.
http://www.samchippy.com/jokes. Jokes and pranks. Blank. Visited link add your own joke or prank. Blank. Blank. The joke section is a place to post jokes or prank ideas. You can also post stories about this. Please do not delete jokes without permission from the writer. Blank. Blank. Okay, so I was at my cousin's
and
he said,
and this is the first joke or prank. Actually, yep, this was the first one that was posted.
Okay, so I was at my cousin's and he said, hey, I've got a friend that's starting NFL football and is only going into high school and he said, I don't know his first name, but his last name is Webb. I said, is his first name Spider? Then my four cousins and my grandma started lying so hard they couldn't breathe.
Okay, I kind of get that one. Basically, it was this person who started NFL football, and he said his last name was Webb, and then somebody said, is your first name Spider? So, I get that one.
Hope you like it. Delete button. Blank.
See, there's the delete button, but please don't click that button. I need to figure something out about that, because, again, I got something from the internet, and it's going to be take me a little bit to remove it.
You've been hacked. Delete button.
You've been hacked.
Blank. Hey, someone, go under there. Under where? Delete button. Delete button.
The last one is, hey, someone, go under there. Underwear. I get that one, too. So I'm going to close out of jokes and pranks.
New browser with bullet visited link Andrew's website.
Andrew's website, you can explore that one. I'm teaching Andrew, my cousin, HTML, and you'll be able to figure out what that all is. So then,
bullet visited link the admin storyboard.
The admin storyboard is basically people can just post stories, admins. Only us admins can do it. I'm going to make a public one.
Bullet visited link the Awesome Tech Podcast.
The Awesome Tech Podcast. We'll go into this because this is important. Because I was hoping for some submissions. So let's see.
HTTP send mail link webmaster at samchippy.com.
The Awesome Tech Podcast is a I haven't gotten any submissions, and it's been up there for a month. That's why I'm doing this podcast, basically, so I can get submissions and stuff like that. I mean, I've been being pretty poor about submissions. My cousin Angela is in here, and she says she wants you to leave a comment, so please do that, too, if you want to. I mean, you know. And I'll show you the comment section.
Welcome to the Awesome Tech Podcast. This podcast is where people can upload their own podcasts for others to enjoy and or to learn from. They can be anything, so long as there is no explicit content you can subscribe at. Link http://awesometech.podcast.samchippy.com/feed.xml.
So you can subscribe with RSS, which is good. I mean, because I've subscribed with the Bookport Plus and everything like that. So that's great. And then,
visited link add a podcast.
You can add podcasts. And I don't need to show you the submission screen because it's pretty self-explanatory. But it's like the Blind Geek Zone or Blind Cool Tech. It's a form, and then you do it, and it sends me an email. And then I listen to your podcast, and I approve of it. And then I, you know, because I'm young myself, and so I don't like hearing explicit content, you know, and I trust most people. And if they do, I can edit it out for you if you wish. Like, I would send you an email, because you have to type your email. I'd send you an email saying, this podcast has explicit content. Do you want me to edit it? And then I would for you, because I can. And then otherwise, you'd have to email me different things. And then I added one more feature that the Blind Geek Zone doesn't have that's pretty nice. In my opinion.
Blank. Heading level 1 list of podcasts.
Oh, this is only, it shows on the upload form. I'll just tell you what it is. What it is it's something, basically you don't type a URL. You just email me and say, hey, this podcast isn't on this site, but I want to add it to this site as well as the site that it's already on. So then, because that's what I'm going to be doing. I have to upload this to two separate hosts because I can't email someone and say, hey, here's a link to the file, you know. And you can do that on mine. Like, say you uploaded it to the Blind Geek Zone. You get the link from the Blind Geek Zone. Send me it in an email and say, hey, can you please put this on your podcast? I'll get the link, listen to the podcast, rename it to fit the podcast files, put it up there where people can view it, which I think, in my opinion, I wish more hosts had that, where you can just, you know, send an email. I mean, and you probably could on them, and they'd probably do it for you, but I mentioned that because I'm willing to do that. If somebody sends me an email to either webmaster@samtupy.com or awesometech@podcast.samtupy.com, you will be able to do that. Let's see here.
Heading level 1 list of podcasts.
This is the list of podcasts.
Visited heading level 2 link welcome to the podcast.
This is the only one there, and I put it up there.
Welcome to the podcast heading level 2 link with.
It's opening in.
Welcome to the podcast heading level 2 link visited.
Windows Media Player.
Hey guys, I don't happen to have a microphone on me, so I have Jaws in this and welcome to the Awesome Tech Podcast. This podcast is where people can upload their own podcasts, like the Blind Geek Zone or Blind Cool Tech. I still have to do some fixes, but the Zeta Podcast...
Blind Cool Tech went down. I'm sad.
I will make a podcast on how to put your podcast up there later. Thanks, and I hope you enjoy the Awesome Tech Podcast. Hey guys, I don't have that.
My Windows Media Player is on repeat. What the? Whoa. There we go. I gotta make this slower again.
Slower.
Okay, sorry about that. It exited out, but that's basically all there is to it. And then
bullet visited link comments.
Comments. I'll show you this
comments.
Briefly.
Comments visited link new browser window on Wednesday, July 3rd. Comments.
So I'm at the top.
Comments blank. Post a comment button.
And you can post it. You just your name's already filled in. Then you just type the comment and click post, and it's there. Let's look at the last comment that was submitted. You go all the way down by pressing the end button.
Blank.
Mine's actually Control FN right arrow, because mine doesn't even have a page down.
Blank. On Monday, August 5th, 2013, 10:55 p.m., Andrew wrote, "Hey Sam and all his friends."
So that was the last comment. Sorry about that, by the way. And that's really all I have to show you. Basically, you can post it, and then me and other people can view them.
New browser window. Sam to be
so
Windows
here's my homepage again, and I'm going to...
Bullet visited link mine and Andrew's page.
That's I'll tell you when this happens, but those are just pages that you can look at. They're just meant there for fun.
Bullet link the sound section.
The sound section isn't really complete, but I'll be working on that soon.
Bullet link Sam and Katie.
That's another one you can look at.
Bullet visited link the audio streaming section.
The audio streaming
is accessible with mobile phones.
The audio streaming section is a section that you can just listen to music on, basically, and it's pretty. I tried making it accessible, and on the at least on my computers, to make it play, if you're using JAWS, you hit like if you're not using Internet Explorer, you just click on the unlabeled 3 button, and it will play. Now, if I down arrow,
bullet link my projects.
That one you can look at yourself.
Bullet link podcasts, click to see podcasts and more.
This shows all the podcasts that I have.
Bullet visited link mine and Megan's page.
That's another one you can look at.
Bullet link the about section.
That is like, I show you a couple tutorials on HTML. I only have 2 up there right now, so yeah.
Bullet link mine and Angela's page.
That's another one you can look at. It's the Sam and Angela page.
Bullet link the Sam and other stream.
Okay, and if I click on this, it should start playing exactly what I'm broadcasting. I'll show you the Flash player, because it's a big player. You can do a lot on it. Well, if it'll show it. Let's see if it plays. Are you there? Hello. My stream.
The Sam with a new blank media player control start.
Yeah, it's showing the media player, but let me make sure I'm connected on this other computer. Oh yeah, I'm going good. I'm doing good.
Address and search using stream.m3 new visited link. Or you blank meet group control 0 embedded group blank group show 0 embedded op group start
I'm
display.
Just start playing it just so that you guys can hear.
Blank group end 0 embedded group blank group end group end audio mute f groups blank group end blank group mute f7 button group blank group end next control plus f button embed fast for rewind previous control plus b button embedded object groups blank group end stop control plus s button embedded object play control plus p button embedded object. Edit.com blank O plus P button embedded object. Edit.com blank O plus P button embedded object.
Edit.com. You there? Hello? It's buffering a lot, but here I am. My stream.
The Sam with a new blank media player control start.
Yeah, it's showing the media player, but let me make sure I'm connected on this other computer. That's the stream. Oh yeah, I'm going good.
New visited link. Or you blank meet group control 0 embedded group blank group show 0 embedded op group start display.
Start playing it just so that you guys can hear. You'll hear the repeat of what I'm saying now in a minute. But it's going at a really slow bit right now. Oh. I gotta refresh the page. I know what's going on.
The Sam and Other Stream.
Should have pressed the page. I know what's going on. There I am.
The Sam and Other Stream.
Should have pressed the page. I know what's going on. There I am. Yep.
Sam and Other Stream.
Should have pressed the page. I know what's going on. There I am. Yep. Yeah, I'm here, and it's going to keep repeating that. Should have pressed the pages. I know what's going on. There I am. Yep. Yeah, I'm here, and it's going to keep repeating that. Should have pressed the pages. I know what's going on. There I am.
We hope you
would
be
here, and it's going to keep repeating
the
that.
Black, the black, black, or you could black.
Let
me open with address it. The new Sam with black. The news black, or you can black.
Now it's not showing the player.
Blank,
when you
blank,
the
new
it,
Sam.
Stop
new
the
browser
player.
With the Sam. The Sam.
So the
new browser window. The Sam. The Sam with the news. Blank. Media player control start.
So here's how the Flash player looks on the Sam and Other Stream. You can download an M3U file to listen on, like the Bookport Plus or any, like maybe Windows Media Player or anything like that.
Blank. Media player control start. Blank.
I'm just down arrowing.
Group start all controls. Blank. Group start captioning. Blank. Group start unnamed one. Unnamed two button embedded object.
I'm not sure what that is. Let's click it.
Groups unnamed two button embedded
nothing
object.
Nothing happened.
Group end. Blank. Group start tracker. Tracker zero left right slider zero.
I think you can change the position if it's, but not on this one.
Group end. Blank. Group start cont. Blank. Group blank. Group start controls parent. Blank. Group start transport controls. Pause control plus P button embedded object unavailable.
You can pause it.
Blank. Group start play stop. Play control plus P button embedded object.
If I click this button.
Stop control plus S button embedded object. Play control plus P button embedded object. Blank. Group start play stop. Play control plus P. Stop control plus
here
S
I am.
Embedded object. Play control plus P button embedded object. Blank. Group start play stop. Play control plus P. Stop control plus
here
S
I am.
Embedded
stop
object.
Control. Now I clicked on stop, so it would stop playing it. It's not doing the auto start for some reason now. It should play automatically. If it doesn't, you just go down and hit play.
Group end, blank, group start position controls, blank, group start unnamed 3, previous control plus B button embedded object, rewind control plus shift plus B button embedded object unavailable. Fast forward control plus shift plus F button embedded object unavailable. Next control plus F button embedded object. Group end. Blank. Group start audio controls. Mute F7 button embedded object. Audio control 70 left right slider 70. Audio can group end. Blank. Group start go to bar. Zero embedded object.
Go to bar is what it's saying.
Group end. Blank. Group start display. Zero embedded object. Playlist date embedded object. Sam and others embedded object. Author embedded object. Copyright embedded object.
I don't have the author and copyright.
Group end, blank, group start status, zero embedded object, quality icon button embedded object, stopped embedded object. Group end, media player control end, blank, or you can listen in your media player or remote blank, visited, we hope it visited
whoops.
Link, or you can list space OR, SPY, OU, space ASPLISTAEN.
I accidentally put an extra A. I'll fix that, don't worry. It says listen right now, but it'll say listen.
Visited link stream.m3u.
I can open stream.m3u now. I think actually if I...
Address and search using Bing Edit. stream.m3u visited
I don't think I can get it to play at the moment.
Open, save, print, cut, and copy, paste, and email, trans, all, add, download, free YouTube, download with Media Finder, M, free YouTube, properties, open a new tab, double, open,
because if I click open.
Leaving menus, stream.m3u visited link.
I have mine set to open in Notepad.
Or you can list visited link stream.m3u, caps lock on, menu, file, F. Caps lock off, leaving menus, new browser window, Sam2B windows. New browser window, Sam2B stream windows, Internet Explorer, open button, alt, close. Stream.m3u is open button, alt, close. 100%, stream.m3u visited link. Stream.m3u Notepad, edit number, xtm3u, http://shamecast.cast.com.
Yeah, now it's in Notepad.
The Sam and Other Stream Windows Internet Explorer. The Sam and Other Stream. Slower. slower, or you can listen in your media player or a mobile device by downloading. Faster. Visit at linkstream.m3u.
And I'll probably add, like, or stream.pls or stream.asx or something. I'll add more file formats, so... And right now, out of curiosity, just for fun, let's listen to the stream on the book port and see if my brother might be done uploading, because that other one wasn't buffering that much. But of course, the computer's got more RAM and can deal with more, but let's see. Right now, my book port's connecting. Oh, yep, here I am, and it's not buffering at all. Now you heard that stop, that means it's getting faster. And you heard it stop there completely because it was getting slower. It's buffering down. Because basically it's got a pause because now it's faster again. And now it's not buffering at all, which is good because it's at one speed. Enough of that, I just turned off the stream, but you can see that's how it works. And you can listen to the stream. I'll probably be broadcasting a lot, and my cousin Angela this summer is going to be broadcasting a lot, and then it's the Sam and Other stream. There's more than one person.
New browser window. Bullet visited link to Sam and Others podcast.
Then we have the Sam and Others podcast, which I'll tell you a secret. I made it just, I used a PHP script to make it read the RSS feed in a good blind accessible way. So yeah, it works good. And it's self-explanatory too.
Bullet visited link, contact us.
Contact us is pretty self-explanatory also.
Bullet visited link page of the day.
Page of the day just opens a new page of the website every day.
List end.
And that's all the navigation.
Land. Search. Edit.
That's my search form that I made on my own.
Virtual PC. Search site button.
And then...
Land. Heading level 3 notices.
This you can read on your own, but I'll show you the stats because I'm pretty proud of those because I wrote quite a few scripts.
Stats heading level 3.
I'll tell you the first stat.
There have been 1,954 visits so far.
1,954. Some of them are me. I should make visits. Or visitors, you know what I mean? But anyway, yeah, that was what that was, and it was, counting, it was saying there have been this many visits so far. And, yeah. So, yep. And I used to be using one from scriptsocket.com, but then I stopped using it because, you know, what's the use of it if you can get a better script than I made my own. And so, you know, now there's not that ad, because if seeing people hovered over the link, it would say free text hit counter, and you could click on the link anyway.
Land page last updated on Tuesday, July 23rd, 2013.
I gotta fix that one.
Land, you have been on this page since Tuesday, 10:36 p.m.
I've been on here since Tuesday, 10:36.
Land, you are using Internet Explorer with Windows 7 to view this page.
Don't worry, I'm not a hacker. It's on the Blind Geek Zone 2 and Blind Planet. It says what you're using. And that's what I did, because it's just a PHP script.
Land, this is your first time seeing the Sam Toopy website.
That's not true. That script's not working right on mine, but it would work on yours.
Land, more stats will be here soon. Navigation and greeting frame end. Land, home frame.
The home frame is The home frame, I'm not even going to read because you can read it. It gives my contact info, which my email is webmaster, WEBMASTER, at SAMTUPY.com. Want to make sure you know how to spell Tupy. Sam is SAM, of course, but then Tupy is TUPY.com. So if you decide to visit my website, I would greatly appreciate that. I'm going to be broadcasting now for a little longer, so I'm going to go to studio recorder. And again, if you decide to visit my website and find out more about it, and if you can leave me a comment or send me a good podcast submission, I'd really appreciate it. I'm not trying to go hard on anybody or not make this like a big ad, but I'm trying to figure out how I can get more traffic for... Now, I mean, I know there's sites where you can pay, but... be quiet. Anyway, I was doing that because I want a lot of my stuff, since I'm blind myself, I wanted some blind visitors, you know what I mean? That's why I did that, so, yep. Anyway, thank you for visiting my website. If you did, please send me an email, leave me a comment, send me a podcast submission, or anything like that, so I know you visited, and thank you. Bye-bye.